Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know how to do this.
Good evening. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I am very excited to welcome you to another episode of Hashtag My Investing Story. I'm excited to be here again with my co-host, Iona McNeil, or should I say I'm Iona's co-host, as we talk about the stories of Better Investing members and others who are investing for a better quality of life. Sometimes in every area of their lives. Ione and I both are volunteers with an organization called Better Investing. Better Investing is a not-for-profit 501c organization that was formed and established in 1951, previously known as the National Association of Investors Corporation. But now known as Better Investing Organization has created over 5 million people who from all walks of life are learning how to improve their financial future and their life by learning how to invest the Better Investing way. And so Ione and I are only volunteers. We're not investment brokers. We're not selling any stocks. We're not day traders. And so we are not making any kind of investment advice at all. We are simply volunteers sharing the stories of our guests. And with that being said, tonight our special guest is none other than our friend who we better know as Beth Ham. Beth Ham is, I think, for me, one of the very first individuals that I met when I became involved with Better Investing, gosh, over 20-plus years ago. Beth is better known as Elizabeth Beth Ham, and she's a member of Better Investing, I want to say probably almost in birth, since birth when you hear her story. But she served as a trustee of this phenomenal organization. In that capacity, she served as interim chairwoman for the board and the nominations and succession chair. She is also the daughter of the founder of NAIC, Mr. George Nicholson Jr., which I had the pleasure of meeting many, many, many years ago, and really a very powerful person. And as we can already see, we're here because of a dream that he had, which we'll talk about that later. Beth has also authored a column for Better Investing Magazine entitled Not for Women Only. And with that, let me introduce my co-host, none other than Iona McNeil, as we begin to enjoy this conversation we're going to have as Beth shares her hashtag My Investing Story. Iona?
Thank you. Hello, Ms. Ham. How are you?
Very well, Iona. And you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. We are very excited to have you. Many people that have been longtime Better Investors already know you. I would say the majority listenership of our show do not know you, so we will not take anything for granted. And in fact, we're going to do something a little bit different. We generally start from the beginning, but for you, we're going to start at the end or near the end because you're still with us. If anybody, and again, you know, if you're not yet a Better Investing member, please check out our 90-day free trial. You can hear some of Beth Ham's story in our May 2021 Better Investing Magazine. She, along with another club member, shared their story on page 46, an article called Grandmother's Gift, Stocks and a Few Market Tips. You, in essence, Beth Ham, have grown up in BI, and we'll get to that story. But could you talk to us right now just about your crusade as a grandmother, making sure that we take the very first step investing in the next generation by investing in our grandchildren? Talk to us a little bit about your vision and your efforts with this New South campaign that you have.
It is in my genes with my father. And I started, you know, at a very different time. And at the time, I was born in 1945. And at that time, you know, mothers and fathers went to work. Mothers often went to work, or they stayed home and took care of the kids. And the kids' business was to go to school and learn. You know, now things have changed quite a bit. And schooling has changed quite a bit. It's incredible what children are learning, young children are learning in school. My granddaughter has been asked this year in first grade to write a fiction story, a nonfiction story. I mean, I was reading Sally, Dick, and Jane, so I can't imagine that. And it just kind of hit me that we are sending kids off to work at the age of 21, and they have no concept of investing or, you know, how compounding works, whether it be positive to help you make money or credit cards that if you don't pay them off monthly can hurt you and keep you back from the opportunities you might want in the future. And so 2 years ago with my grandson, who was age 8, and gave him a share of stock. This is not an advertisement at all. I gave him Disney stock for a couple of reasons. He was big into ESPN, and they live in Chicago, a block and a half from the Home Alone house, from the movie. And so they, you know, they want, and Disney owns Home Alone movie. So I gave him the stock, and I didn't think he'd be all that excited about it, except for the fact that I tried to make it exciting in my gift to him. And by that, I gave him a folder with bright, glittery letters on the front that said, George, August, Ham, owns Disney. And then put things inside of it that I thought he would have fun with, you know, and it's explaining to him that anytime he saw somebody buy a product, take it off the shelf and start thinking about, do I want this that says Disney on it, that is going to help him make more money. And so he just got very, very excited about it. He even told me about Dole Bananas. He said, you seen Dole Bananas, Hama? They call me Hama. Have you seen Dole Bananas? They have stickers on them with Disney characters. So he said, is that some way to market, you know? And I, you know, so the children can pick these things up. They know a whole lot more. And so I started this with my grandchildren and then decided this is an opportunity for Better Investing members and all of my friends to do this and have something different to talk to their grandchildren about. And we just started with one share of stock. I add to it at Christmas and birthdays. I did it through the DRIP plan, so you can a dividend reinvestment plan for those that you know, are familiar with those. And companies, you can look up the companies that have their own DRIP plans register one share, send your check in, and then every quarter the dividend is reinvested. So their money grows, and as their money grows, their knowledge grows. So that's the nice thing about this. You start very small, and if you're going to be in an investment clubs do the same thing. Our investment club, when we started, we each member put in $30 a month. We didn't know very much. So if we made a bad investment, we were only losing the $30. And each month we learned a little more. And each month we gained a little more, to the point that we actually made 28% our first year on our money. Now, we didn't know, the fact that my father was a financial analyst, he did all my investing for me. So I really didn't know anything about this. I wanted to invest, but my father's, but my husband was in medical school at the time, and then he had to do internship and residency and fellowship and a couple of years in the Army. So we were constantly moving, and I couldn't start a club, you know, every 2 to 4 years. So the minute I got back, I just said to a friend, and it was so easy, I'd like to start an investment club. She says, sounds like a good idea. And she said, I'll call a couple of my friends. And we got together, said, this is what a club is. This is how it functions. Who wants to be a part of it? And I said, if you want to be a part of it, you are committing to at least 5 years. So because this is a partnership and, you know, we will all be owning stocks together. So, you know, it was the beginning. I contacted Better Investing, got their materials on, and of course they also send you, if you start a club, they send you a little packet saying, this is, you know, how we suggest that you start. And here's our philosophy. These are the tools we have, so on and so forth. So we just did what Better Investing told us to do, started right away learning the stock selection guide, and it worked. 28% that first year. I mean, for women who didn't know what they were doing. So that was a real impetus for us to learn more and to keep doing the Better Investing way.
And do you remember what year that was that you started this investment club?
It was 1984, called the Grand Rapids Eager Earning Dames Investment Club, which was better known as Greedy.
Greedy
Club. And so there was another group. We were mostly medical wives. And when the other medical wives heard about it, they wanted to join. But we didn't want to have more than 15 to 18 members. So we started a second club called Grabby, which was the Grand Rapids Astute Bargain Buyers. And now I'm in Holy Rollers with a couple of members from Greedy and one from Grabby.
You're in two clubs.
Well, my one club disbanded because so many people were, once their husbands retired, they were moving out of state, and it all happened within like a year. So we didn't have the opportunity to start adding people slowly as we went along. We'd added a few members, but so now I'm just in the Holy Rollers.
So how long did the Greedy Club, I like to say Greedy Investment Club, but
right.
The Greedy Club, how long was it in existence, and then when did the Holy Rollers start? Because you're still a member of them.
Well, Holy Rollers started in 86, so I was in the two, and that was a church club. And the Greedy went until it was 2004 when we disbanded. So.
Wow, that's a great track record. So thank you for taking us through, let's say, the end as a grandmother and then a little bit of your beginning. But let's go all the way back now to your early beginnings. Before the show, I did not listen into the conversation because I didn't want to take it away from, learning about you and being surprised. But you are basically the daughter of the founder, if not one of the founders of NAIC, now known as Better Investing. Talk to us about your father, his role in the investment club movement, the creation of NAIC, and then your experience as a daughter of both your mother and father in in this kind of process of learning it or not learning in the home? Because I know you did mention that he was doing it for you. And so there are a lot of people that have well-intentioned parents that do it for them, and it kind of not gives them the opportunity as a kid to do it for themselves.
Right. And I guess the one thing I want to say about that is I think that everybody who invests and has a portfolio and also has children have in their mind that portfolio will be transferred to their children and their grandchildren when they pass away. That's another one of my concerns. How are they going to know how to manage it? How are they going to know who to hire if they need to, you know, hire somebody to do it depending upon, you know, their needs? We can't just hand over these massive portfolios. Hopefully the Better Investing members all have massive portfolios. and give them to our kids who don't know anything. Because many schools, not all, but many schools aren't teaching anything about investing. So going back to my beginnings, I will have to tell you that it was a very different time. And as a five-year-old, the most embarrassing thing that I remember about money is I was walking home from school, which was about a block and a half from my home, and I went right past the drugstore that my parents always used. And so I just stopped into the drugstore, I guess, and picked up a candy bar and walked home. And my mother got a phone call saying that I had been into the drugstore and I had picked up a candy bar, but I had not paid for it. So my mother took me back to the store and I was made to apologize for stealing. But I didn't know that I had to pay for it, because when I was there with my mother, she would pick up her prescription and they would hand it to her, but she wouldn't pay because they had an account. So I didn't understand that I was supposed to take this candy bar. And I was a young kindergartner. I didn't turn five until the end of November. So, you know, it was very, very embarrassing. And after that, I became a real saver when I got money. But, I don't remember ever getting an allowance, but I did have, some money. And I had a savings account, that kind of thing. But my father, invested for us. And when he started, and I'll have to go way back if you want his background. He graduated from the University of Michigan, went to Harvard Business School. And while he was in school, he came up with this idea. He learned about an investment club that got started in the 1800s. But they had no philosophy, and they had no tool to analyze stocks, per se. And he got this idea that maybe if you could give a group of people a philosophy to follow and a tool to be able to analyze the stock, perhaps they could invest as a group and use that knowledge of 15 to 20 people in a club and to use their skills, because they have some, you get the backgrounds. And the husbands, you just think of all the knowledge that you have from family members who work in various industries and so forth. So when he got back, when he was in Detroit, a man by the name of Fred Russell came to him and said, I'd like to start a business. Is it possible for me to invest in the stock market and make enough money to start a business? And so my dad said, if you'll work with me and do what I ask, meaning follow the philosophy and use the stock study, he would work with them. So that was the very first investment club that became, and Tom O'Hara, I have to tell you, he was the CEO of Better Investing. And Dad was this big dreamer and had all these ideas, and Tom had ideas too. But Tom implemented them. He was a fantastic implementer. And he went around on his vacations driving around the United States and putting on programs like this, explaining what is a club and how does it function and so forth. So the two of them really worked well together. And, you know, he just, as I said, I was talking to my brothers, I can't believe how this ever got off the ground. I mean, how do you say I'm going to start, you know, investment clubs and I want this to be, you know, something that everybody in the whole country can be a part of? And then 9 years later, after he starts Better Investing and many, many, many clubs had joined, he decides to start the International Federation of Investment Clubs. And he gets Sweden and I think he had, New Zealand, London, England participated, Japanese participated in that. And I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the very first International Federation meeting. And following that, when we traveled around, and I didn't realize at the time what my dad was doing, but he kept disappearing. As my mother said, you know, afterwards, we'd be walking along the street and all of a sudden George would disappear into this building and George would go here and George would go. And what he was doing was every time he saw a brokerage firm, he would go in and talk about, and then he had appointments with various exchanges. So, you know, he just thought big and made it, I guess, interesting and exciting enough and easy enough to do. And one thing I have to say is I have gone up to people and asked them, and this is like I've gone up to a bellboy, I've gone up to the people to check you in at the hotel and asked, you know, do you invest? And they say, you mean in the stock market? And I said, yes. And they said, no, I don't know anything about it. So I show, which say, do you mind if I ask you, you know, a couple other questions? No, that's fine. So I show them the graphs of three different stocks, and I show them one that was going up, one that was going down, and one that was going like a roller coaster. And I said, which of these would you like to learn more about? And every single person, including fourth graders that I do this with, says the one that's where the lines are going up. And I said, okay, you've done one of the most important things you can do as an investor. You have picked a growth company. Now, if you go shopping and you go shopping for a sweater, you say, I need a sweater. You go in, you say, oh, I like the quality of this. I like, and then you say, how much is it? $500. $500? I'm not spending $500. So you wait. And that's what Better Investing members do. They wait when a company that they really like is too expensive, and they watch and wait until the price comes down. So the sweater gets down to be $250, still don't want to buy it. Gets down to be $45, you know, you say, hey, you know, you jump on it. So everybody understands quality, looking for quality, and looking for value. That's what you do when you go shopping. So when you build a portfolio, you want to start with the basics. If it's a wardrobe, you need the basics for work, if that's what you do. If you're a yoga instructor, you know, you need the basics for being a yoga instructor. So those are your solid pieces of your portfolio that you need. And then you start adding to that some of the faster growing things. And Better Investing helps you through this procession of going a strong core group of stocks and then some of the new, because stocks are like children and like trees. When they're small, they grow very fast, and then they start to slow down. And actually, that's not so bad because when they start to slow down, they often pay you a dividend. So, you know, Dad's concept was you don't have to be a Carnegie or a Rockefeller or a Mellon to create wealth. You just need to start and start early and invest in good, solid companies that are growing And he also took that adage, you know, you say in real estate, it's location, location, location. Well, in investing, it's management, management, management. So that's why Better Investing has a graph on the front of the two-page tool. And the graph shows you if the sales are growing and the earnings should be growing along with them. It also on the back, and that's the first test of management. Can they grow the company year after year after year? The back page, you know, how much of that money that if you go to McDonald's and you hand them a dollar or a product, how much of that dollar are they profit, is profit for that company? And so you look at, is the company making the money? Are they profiting from it? And are they able to continue to grow and expand? And then it always drives me crazy when you listen on television and somebody says, well, the oil companies had record profits. Well, if you're an investor, you want them to have record profits. That means they're making more than they did last year, you know, and that's what you're looking for in every stock. So, he was a dreamer, and he made things happen, and the one thing my husband has been saying to me lately is calls me Liza. Says, Liza, you got to stop talking about this investing with your grandchildren and your children. You know, everybody hears about it. And I said, I'm just like Dad. Because when he got something on his mind, he went and talked to the broker. He went and talked to the stock exchange. He went and talked to, you know, anybody he could about his idea to make it build. So, and I would, you know, highly recommend, I mean, I can't recommend it enough, and it's not because I am the daughter of George Nicholson, but I've seen what this has done for people, and it raises the family up, you know, and it gives you opportunity, and not only does it give you opportunity, but you're giving the opportunity to others because you're investing in a company that is growing, hiring more people, creating new products and so forth. So Better Investing is the only place that I know. And I will say at a Model Investment Club meeting that we had years and years ago, a man said to me who was brand new, hadn't invested had invested on his own, but wasn't real comfortable with it. And he said, this, he held up the stock selection guide. He said, this is what I've been looking for. Because every time I'd ask somebody what I need to look at and what I need to know to invest, everybody would mention something different. You need to look at price to sales. You need to look at cash flow. You need to look at this. You need to look at that. And this puts the information on in one place for you to begin to make that decision, and then you can do some deeper research as time goes on.
Wow. You mentioned model clubs. A little known fact is that you brought the model club idea to NAIC Better Investing, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Talk to us about how you came up with that idea and impact it's been making.
Well, the idea started when we would get, when our chapter would get calls from investors or people that wanted to learn about investing and would ask us, can we join your club? And our, you know, clubs are really private. I mean, it's a partnership among people. So I thought, we have to have some place where these people can go and actually join a club and or learn how a club functions and be able to ask questions and take that and start their own club. And so we actually had a broker here in town, young broker, who had met my father at our investors fair and was incredibly impressed with the stock selection guide. And so he became part of our chapter. And we first started with, before the Model Club, we had what we called the Grand Rapids Stock Exchange. And all that was an opportunity for people to come together bring their stocks in, present, and have everybody discuss, you know, so it's basically what a club does, you know, the pros and the cons and what they see. So it was just a study club, and what we did was we voted as if we were a club after the presentations to see which company that people thought was the best and would invest in, and we keep track of that. So we'd say we bought 100 shares of Dow Chemical, or we bought 100 shares of Kellogg or whatever, and we thought, well, why are we doing it this way when Better Investing has what was called at the time the low-cost plan, and it was a way for you to invest by sending your money to Better Investing, who then worked with the company to buy a share of stock in their dividend reinvestment plan. So we started the Model Club. At the time, we just used the dividend reinvestment stocks to get started, and that allowed anybody who came and liked the idea to go home and buy a stock, and then they would own it. And then they'd come back and they'd say, I'd like to learn more about this, and I think I like the club idea. How do I go about getting my friends and starting a club for myself? So that's kind of the evolution of it. And I mean, our whole chapter was part of making that work. And I have one other good story about that. When we started the Model Club, we had a meeting at the Kentwood Library. And we put it in the paper saying we were going to start a Model Club for anybody who wants to come, you know, and learn about investing. So this mother and a young man, who I bet wasn't more than 25, came and I explained what a club was. I explained how it functioned and said, okay, who would like to be part of it? And everybody raised their hand. I said, okay, well, we need to have a president and a vice president. Is there anybody here who would be interested in being president? And this young man raised his hand. He was the one that ended up going to Bink and presenting the Model Investment Club to the Better Investing community. And because he works for Old Kent Bank here in Grand Rapids, he was the one that actually went to the New York Stock Exchange when it became a company on the New York Stock Exchange. So, you know, you start young, and it's just amazing. I'd love to see people write in stories about how their work life, the profession, was enhanced by investing and learning about investing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, that idea and that opportunity has really enhanced not just the Better Investing community, but investors overall. And I'll break it down a little bit for anybody that doesn't understand. Better Investing is a national, non-for-profit investment education organization. And so we focus on investment clubs and individuals and growing their investment education from a fundamental value investing perspective. As a national organization, we actually have chapters in different regions, at least one per state, sometimes depending on the size of the state, you know, two in the state, three in the state. But in order to really support the membership of Better Investing, we have local chapters that help support, put on programs, educational events, workshops, you know, and just a variety of things to really help in that education process. So the local chapter has events. The national organization also does educational events. If you go to our website, betterinvesting.org, you can find those events. We have ticker talks every month, stock ups every month. We also do a national convention, which this year is going to be held in October. It's going to be in person in Dallas, I believe, October 21st through the 24th. But it's you know, it's a multi-pronged approach of how we support our members. As a local chapter, though, each local chapter has at least one model investment club. And this model investment club is put on by the chapter. More often than not, it is a real investment club where you invest real money, but we do have a version where you don't invest real money, but you still go through the process of meeting and studying stocks and making investment decisions as if it was real money. But these model investment clubs, if you ever hear the word model investment club, especially in relationship to better investing, those are real investment clubs that anyone can visit, whether you're a better investing member or not. And that has really helped serve our education piece because it provides what I like to call experiential learning. It allows you not to just sit in a webinar, but, you know, that term, oh, I wish I was a fly on the wall. It literally allows you to be a silent visitor in the room watching how, you know, Beth Ham spoke about how investment clubs work or how better investment clubs work, because there are all different types of investment clubs, but better investing and its methodology focuses strictly on investing in stocks in the stock market and other things, you know, mutual funds and bonds. But, you know, it's really understanding stocks and stock-related things. So I just wanted to, you know, give people that kind of breakdown of better investing on the national level, on the local level, how we support better investing members and better investing investment clubs. And we do a lot of outreach in our communities to make them aware of what we have to offer. And again, we are a not-for-profit volunteer-run organization. And so if anybody wants more information, they can definitely check out betterinvesting.org. You can also email us specifically, Ione and Ms. Ann at abetterinvesting@gmail.com, because we really like to engage with people and answer people's questions and get them plugged in so that they can feel connected and to the resources and supported by our membership, because you don't have to walk this road alone and you also don't have to know it all. We are a very inclusive and engaging organization, you know, ready and willing to help you in your process of building your relationship with money, learning how to invest, learning the difference between a stock, a bond, a mutual fund, an ETF, an index fund, and all of those types of things. So again, thank you for spending your time with us so far and listening. We put my hashtag My Investing Story on to really be a relational piece, connecting people with stories and making investing humanizing, as my friend Cheryl Patterson mentioned it to me. This is our chance to share human interest stories, to really engage new investors on a different level, to share a more and provide a more holistic perspective on investing, the benefits of investing, how it can enrich your life and your family's life. I really liked how you brought how it lifts up the family. Because I don't know anybody that doesn't want to contribute to the upliftment of their family. We have one question from the chat for you, Ms. Ham, which is from one of our chapter volunteers. But he mentions that in the last issue, which was probably the May 2021 issue of the Better Investing magazine, that was the time he heard of Fred Russell. Can you talk a little bit more about Fred Russell and his role in building NAIC?
Well, again, Fred Russell came to my father and said, you know, if you'll do what I ask. And so Dad helped start the investment club. Rumor was that it started in our basement, but our basement was not a rec room kind of basement. Our basement was, you know, cement floors and washing machines and so forth. So I really don't think it started there. But the group of men got together. And the interesting thing was when they started back in the early 40s, and the war came, and most of them were sent off to war, but they were sending money back to Tom O'Hara, who would then invest it, and then he would send a letter back to the member, wherever he was in the world, saying, we bought COST. We bought DIS. We bought, and so the letters were being read by their commanders because they wanted to make sure that this wasn't secret, you know, counterintelligence being used against the American Army. And they started to ask, you know, what is this? What's all this about? So they explained, and many of those men, I guess, also started clubs when they came back to the States, the commanders. But Fred Russell, it was called the Mutual Investment Club of Detroit. And that was the one my dad did not start it or did not join it at the beginning because he wanted them to do the work themselves, just like, you know, any of us started our clubs. They didn't want the broker to be a part of it. Years later, he started, you know, putting money in. Fred Russell then took out enough money that he could start a Howard Johnson's. He bought a Howard Johnson's franchise. And for years and years and years, every time my dad wanted to take my mom out, we're going to celebrate your birthday, we went to Howard Johnson's. So my poor mom never got to go to any fancy restaurants when we were young. But Fred Russell and his wife were both in investment clubs carried this on and became, you know, part of the not management, but some of them became directors of Better Investing. One of them became the attorney for Better Investing and so forth. So I don't know if I totally answered your question, but...
Yeah, I think he just gave more color to Fred because, again, we are 70 years in, you know, to NAIC, National Association of Investors Corporation, now known as Better Investing. And when you continue that type of legacy, sometimes people hear one name or two names, but they don't get a chance to really know or listen to the whole origin story, which I think is so fundamental. Because again, right now, I think in a recent study, there has been just in 2020 with the market going like it did, 10 million new brokerage accounts.
Wow.
10 million new brokerage accounts. I mean, when we really just stop and take a look at the point of history we are in. Before 2019, you know, a lot of people were, I don't really know about investing. Investing has become such the end thing to do, such a fad that more people are getting started for fear of missing out. More people are opening up accounts. Not necessarily because it was their idea, but because everybody else is talking about it and talk about how much money they made. And, you know, there are all these extreme cases of shorting the stock and overnight millionaires, you know. And so with what's going on in society, people are trying to level the playing field economically with, you know, this uncharted terrain of investing. And that's why we want to center ourselves in the conversation for those that are willing to hear us. We won't get everyone. We are unabashedly long-term flow investors. We are not day traders. We are not fly by night. We did not just start this yesterday. We did not just open up accounts last year. So for those that are interested really in learning, not just buying and investing based on the advice of someone else, but if you're really interested in learning the basics and making an educated decision based on your comfort level with your knowledge, and you want to be around those that are more experienced than you in investing, and you want the opportunity to really learn how to generate wealth and pass it down to the next generation, Better Investing is for you. Feel free to, again, reach out to us, join Better Investing Membership, check out one of our webinars, check out our Financial Empowerment Seminar this Saturday, where we're going to be basically doing a primer for the convention. You know, we have started the Financial Empowerment Seminar to really be a stepping stone. There are many people that just know that they get paid and they pay bills and they don't know anything else in terms of how to grow money. Then people are in debt, people still are struggling with budgeting, and they know they want to invest but feel that there are some stepping stones they need before they can really get there. And this is our contribution to the Better Investing Membership, to provide those stepping stones to help people feel more comfortable and more engaged in not just becoming a member, but staying a member of Better Investing, because they feel more equipped with having a more holistic relationship with money, as opposed to barely make going from paycheck to paycheck to, you know, investing, maxing out my retirement and having a brokerage account and stuff like that. So, Ms. Ann? Oh, go ahead, Beth.
I just wanted to add, you know, something to that. You know, if you are new to Better Investing and to investing, the best thing that you can do is to start small, so that your money, as your money grows or as your knowledge grows, your money grows. So even if you know a lot about investing and you receive $50,000 from Aunt Margaret in a will, you're probably better not just saying that day, okay, I'm writing this, and this, and spending all $50,000 at once, but to invest, start investing and kind of nibble away at you know, some of your purchases, and that way you get dollar cost averaging. Sometimes you end up buying it much cheaper than you would if you bought it all at once. So, you know, and I like to use analogies. Think of Better Investing, a ship. They're the captain of the ship. And sometimes that ship goes to faraway exotic places and you have wonderful time. And that's what's happening right now. We have been in the most wonderful period of investing with everything. It seems like, you know, if there's a flood, all ships get raised up. So the stock market has been doing very well. There are concerns about whether there's going to be inflation, and we know that the market goes up, gets overpriced, and the market goes down. And I always say the companies get lean and mean. When the market goes up, then they buy their own planes to fly from here to there, and they end up getting the corporate dining room, and they have this and that. And then when the economy tanks, they cut back, and they get lean and mean. And, you know, people are working harder, maybe working more hours. People have been laid off. Now, all of a sudden, they are back in that growth stage again when the economy turns. So if anybody's listening tonight and they're just getting started, Better Investing is your ship in the storm. You don't panic. You may not be investing as much on a regular basis. You look at your portfolio. You weed out things that you think are not going to grow, and you replace them with some that are. There's usually always something that you can purchase, and stick with things that you know and understand, because then you can make an informed decision about them. So So there are going to be storm clouds coming at some point in the future. I can't tell you whether it'll be next year or whether it'll be 5 years from now or 10 years from now. But stick with better investing because they are going to help you through those uncertain times as well as the good times.
Well, Beth, let me just chime in for a moment. I could sit here and listen to you and Ione literally for hours because what you're sharing just reminds me when you talk about your grandchildren. My grandson was on here earlier, and Ione is really a blessing. And I think as I'm listening to you, what many of our, especially our new listeners, may not know, and Ione don't talk about herself, but I can talk about her. When you talk about your grandchildren and also your children and how you started learning at 5 years old, 6 and 7, the value of something as simple as saving. Forget investing, but just something as simple as saving. And then eventually investing. I remember first meeting you when we had the youth program, actually, Better Investing, many years ago. And I think Ione, I don't remember Ione, you might have been 10, somewhere between 9 and 10 years old, something like that. And actually, we were in Philadelphia at a conference, and I took her for the very first time and realized the parents could not leave their children. You had to stay there with them all day for that youth program. And I didn't like it because that, look at Ione starting to smile. I didn't like it. Yes, I'll tell the world I did not like it because I paid full registration, $500 or $600, only to find out that for $25 with the kids, I had to stay there all day with a group of kids that I bought. But it was the best thing that ever happened for me, for Ione, and for many kids that I've taught and brought. Over the years, I can say we have impacted the lives of hundreds of kids. And so we have on joining us tonight some of our friends who are locally here, Dan Calloway and Artie and some of our local individuals who are volunteering with kids. And so I just wanted to say to all of our listeners, thank you so very much for being willing to invest in this program, this podcast, as you think about what you can do starting with yourself. And as Beth has shared, and Beth, if you can share with us the amount we're talking about that your club first started investing, could you share with us, just so people understand, because most of us, when we first started, the first thing we said was, I cannot afford it. So can you share with the listeners what an investment club invests on a monthly basis as an individual?
Well, we started our club. There were 15 of us. We each put in $30. So we had $450 to invest. And back then, we didn't have free investment. You couldn't call up Schwab and buy it and not pay for the service. So we had to pay commissions. And commissions back then could be as much as $50. So now we're down to $400. But we steadily put in $30 a month, as I say, as our knowledge grew, our investment grew. And we, the very first year, not because we were so smart, but because we followed Better Investing and did the stock studies as we were told to do, invested in what we knew. We made 28% on our money. We were absolutely flabbergasted. So, you don't need a lot of money to get started. It's kind of interesting because I told my son that he needed to start thinking about investing and that I would work with him. This was when he was going off to college. He says, Mom, I'm going off to college and I don't have any money. Well, he did. He had savings. And I said, well, you know what? You're going to go to college. You're going to graduate. You're going to meet some lovely young lady and you're going to want to get married and you're not going to have any money. And then she's going to want a house and you're not going to have any money. And then she's going to want to have children. And if you don't have money now, just wait till you have children. So he said, we need to start you. And that's when I started them using the low-cost plan. You get to pick the stock that you're interested in. And again, with the family, what you can do, if the grandparents buy the McDonald's, then they take their grandkids to McDonald's. Oh, look at all the people that are buying McDonald's food. I guess that's going to be money in your pocket maybe the next supporter. You know, how about Kellogg? How about Nestle or, you know, whatever it is that the kids enjoy? So it's kind of a fun way to be able to get together. And, you know, when you talk about working hard and long for money, I kind of laugh because I always say, put your money to work for you. And when I say that, all I can think of is dancing and singing dollar signs, going across like a TV, singing, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go, we keep on working so your money grows, hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho. If we could ever get Disney to release that for us, it would be a great, I think, little tune to kind of get a worm in people's head about investing.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to Ione. I'm very honored. And just to think that we have been volunteering, Ione and I both, for over 20 years with Better Investing. And I cannot think of any greater gift. And you hit the head on, the nail on the head also when you talked about family. So because we are a family of investors, and we've also extended our family out to individuals who are not our blood relative family, but many individuals who we've connected with over the years, and we've helped them start investment clubs. And it has just been phenomenal. I see you have something in your hand.
I have something I have to show you. If you're working with your children and your grandchildren, this was a book of SWAT that was presented at a convention years and years ago when I first got started with it. And it was put on by Figge International, which actually made sports equipment. And this was just kind of a different department from there. And what it is, it's the story of Ump, who's a caveman, and he had a marketable product. It was called his SWAT, which is a club. And they used it to fight the woolly mammoth. Well, he had a marketable product, so his friend Bunt invested some flinks, which are their coins, in Ump's business. Ump bought tools and hired his employees to make the flats, and it used that they used to fight the woolly mammoth, and then they also used it to play baseball, basically. They would hit rocks, and he could hit his rock farther than any other. So he hired an office staff, and he met to manage his profit. He used that profit to pay Bunt his dividend and other shareholders the dividend, and it all started with a little idea. And this is called Ump's SWAT, an annual report for young people, but good for anybody who kind of wants to learn that early progression. I went online. It has been taken over by a 501c3. I think it's a 501c3. If you go online and find the E. Angus Powell Endowment Foundation, what they do is you can go online and you only have to buy the book. You can read the book online, and it's in a PowerPoint presentation. And if you don't charge people, you can use it for teaching. They have teaching that goes from kindergarten through 12th grade. I want to read here. They sponsor seminars, workshops, university-level courses for high school students and teachers, a national conference for AP economics teachers. So it's free information, and I think it's a great way to start with your young family members.
Well, I just have to say quickly, Michelle has already put it in the chat, Ione. So all of you listening, please save the chat, because Michelle, thank you so very much. And we do want to make sure, Ione, before we leave, we talk about the conference again.
Yes, and Beth Ham, if you can put the book up again, the part I like that you didn't read the subtitle, I think it says Annual Report for Young Investors.
For young people.
Yes, an annual report for young people. I think we all need to get started with that, because many of us, as old people, don't read annual reports. So anything that can bring it down to an understandable level, it can help us grow in understanding.
You're way beyond that.
Don't give me too much credit. So, but thank you. No, I mean, I think, and that's the beautiful thing about better investing. Yes, I've been investing for a long time. Yes, I do teach the beginner class. I like to teach beginner class because I like to stay at the kindergarten level of this. So that you know, people really know you don't have to do mathematic acrobatics, you know, to really understand the basics. You can just have a basic level of understanding. You can get started. You can stick to better investing's four principles regularly. Reinvest all dividends and earnings. Diversify your portfolio. And I think I'm missing one. I know I'm missing one. Let's see. Buy the main one, which the SSG really helps you with. Buy, you know, growth companies at a quality price. So, again, you know, four things to remember. If you stick to those basics, you will do well above and beyond anyone else that probably gets paid to do it as a profession. But with that being said, we are going to, again, remind everyone this Saturday, May 15th, we are going to be starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, really providing you a host of workshops. Many of them are Better Investing volunteers. We do have a special experienced investor guest who will remain nameless for now until you register on Eventbrite, and you will get the agenda, the game plan. But we have a whole host of topics we're going to be covering, from raising your financial IQ, budgeting basics. We're going to have some interactive sessions exploring and delving more into better investing and the tools and what Better Investing membership has to offer. So that, again, is going to be this Saturday, May 15th. We also are going to be using that as, again, a stepping stone for the bigger event, which is in October, the Better Investing National Convention, which is going to be held October 21st through the 24th at the Dallas Westin Hotel. So, again, you know, become a member of Better Investing. Explore what we have to offer, our tools, the Better Investing magazine, the First Cut, the Stock Up, the Ticker Talk, the chapter event, because we want you to see and start to gain the benefits of being a Better Investing member as we lead up to the Better Investing National Convention. Again, that's going to be October 21st through the 24th. So with that being said, Beth Hamm, do you have any last words for those that are new to investing, new to better investing, and just now getting started?
I would say get started investing in a stock. As I say, if you can just buy one share of a stock in a dividend reinvestment plan and use the Model Club, Better Investing Model Club, as a way to learn. And there's a wealth of information on the Better Investing website that you can do tutorials and so forth. So just get started, and you'll wish you had started sooner.
Thank you. Ms. Ann?
Yeah, I just want to just add, Beth made an excellent point, but I'm reminded that if I'm sitting there listening to this for the first time, I have absolutely no idea what a dividend reinvestment plan is. So if you are interested in learning more, join us on Saturday, and we will share with you how you can actually do that. And we don't have enough time now, but we do want to use that as a hook to really see if you're very interested in learning more. But forget about learning more. If you're interested in having a better quality of life in every area of your life, financially, for yourself and your family, and probably your friends too, then you will join us on Saturday to get more information about what to do next. And again, this is free. We are not being paid. We're volunteers. We're volunteers who have experienced what Better Investing has offered by other volunteers in our lives, and it's made a world of difference for us, which is why we volunteer to share with you. All right, so we want to thank all of you for sharing with us your time and your treasure, which is your time, and we'll look forward to seeing all of you on Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern, but please save the chat. And if you can't save the chat and you're listening to this, you know, in the future, you can go to Eventbrite and just search Financial Empowerment, Better Investing, and register. Thank you, Ayumi.
Thank you. If you want more information, feel free to email us at abetterinvesting@gmail.com. You can also join our Facebook group, the South Florida Chapter of Better Investing, or Better Investing South Florida Chapter. And a lot of these resources and links to your next steps are there. So, Beth Ham, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being a living legend and not resting on your laurels, but still coming up with great ideas and investing in the next generation. We love your contributions. We have benefited from them. We are still trying to implement them. But thank you for all that you've done in your lifetime in support of your family, in support of growing and improving Better Investing, because, you know, it's only in recent time that I've really learned of your impact and the impact of your peers and, you know, your father. I mean, thank you again so much for continuing his legacy, continuing to build your own legacy, and continuing to invest in us as an organization, as individual investors, as investor clubs, and walking the talk. Someone for the past 30 years has been a member of about two investment clubs at the same time. I mean, you are really not just talking it, but walking it, and we are very inspired by you and just want to share our gratitude to you. And that's not just from Ione, it's also from Ms. Ann, it's also from Howard Johnson and Bob Wynn and all of the Better Investing members that are listening, Better Investing volunteers that serve tirelessly, continuing to implement, you know, just the great ideas and the warmth and love and support that you have invested as a small seed in Better Investing. So again, thank you so much, and we really appreciate your time.
Let me say one last thing.
Yes.
For anybody who's not familiar with Better Investing, Better Investing people, the reason we're so enthusiastic is because we've seen what the power of investing can do for ourselves and how we can actually provide work for other people by investing. And we want to give back because we feel so honored to have been able to learn from Better Investing and to have been able to grow our money. So if you have any questions, we all are interested in helping anybody. We, you know, pay it forward. So don't feel reticent at all from calling or emailing or texting, because we honestly, all three of us, and I can honestly say any volunteer for Better Investing wants to help you learn.
You're here. We concur. So again, thank you, Beth. And we really appreciate it. And we'll be smiling until next week. So thank you all for your time. And thank you, Beth.
My pleasure.
Good night.
All right. Thanks to all of those of you who joined us also. Can't call you all by name, but we'll see all of you next week. But before that, we'll see you Saturday. All right, everybody. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Goodbye.